When San Francisco's double-decker Embarcadero Freeway came crashing down after the 1989 earthquake, city officials faced a choice that would define their waterfront for generations. Despite fierce opposition and dire warnings of traffic chaos, they chose not to rebuild. Today, where concrete once blocked the bay, palm trees sway along bustling promenades, where families gather and harbor seals bask in the sun. Housing increased by 50%, jobs grew by 15%, and the waterfront transformed into one of the city's most beloved destinations. Here's the twist. This dramatic improvement happened not through building something new, but through removing what was already there. Yet when visitors stroll along the Embarcadero today, they can't see what made it beautiful: the absence itself. This invisibility explains why subtraction remains one of our most powerful, yet persistently overlooked tools for improvement. We're hardwired to add, not subtract. Male bowerbirds construct elaborate nests decorated with colorful objects to attract mates, the same instinct driving us to accumulate possessions, achievements, and connections. Our ancestors, who stockpiled resources during plenty, survived famines, explaining why finishing an entire chip bag feels satisfying even when full. This acquisitive drive served hunter-gatherers well, but can spiral into pathology, like the Collier brothers, who died buried beneath 14 pianos and decades of newspapers. Brain imaging reveals the trap. Acquiring things activates our mesolimbal cortical reward pathway, flooding us with dopamine. Subtraction offers no such reward. Even our perception of quantity biases us toward addition. The difference between one and two mammoths, 100% increase, registers as far more significant than eight and nine, 13% more. Children estimate 80 minus 30 less accurately than 20 plus 30, despite both equaling 50. Yet here's the hidden power. Removing one mammoth from two leaves one, representing 100% of the total, while adding one to two means each represents only 33%. 5,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, humans transitioned from nomadic hunter-gatherers to settled civilizations with specialized roles and permanent structures. This shift brought social hierarchies, religious institutions, recorded knowledge, and commerce. Across cultures, monumental architecture became civilization's signature: Rome's Colosseum, Egypt's pyramids, Angkor Wat's temples. These structures exceeded practical function, signaling cultural sophistication. Archaeological discoveries at Göbekli Tepe in Turkey revealed massive stone temples dating back 12,000 years, predating agriculture by millennia. Perhaps the drive to build something magnificent brought people together first, and civilization followed. Material culture helped humans navigate complex social groups by creating visual shorthand for status and roles. Writing systems accelerated this accumulative tendency by enabling record keeping beyond individual memory. For early humans lacking these frameworks, subtraction seemed incomprehensible. There was nothing to take away. Cultural differences reveal fascinating variations. Stanford professor Hazel Rose Marcus discovered Americans focus on central objects while Japanese participants attend more to contextual relationships and background elements. This perceptual difference affects how cultures approach problem solving. Savannah, Georgia's historic district exemplifies enlightened urban planning. James Oglethorpe used public squares to reduce private lot sizes while creating vibrant community spaces, demonstrating how small urban transformations emerge through careful consideration of surroundings rather than elaborate additions. While writing about subtraction, I confronted my own contradiction. Despite hosting a design competition themed Addition by Subtraction, my wife and I added 900 square feet to our home. Economic reality intervened. Home values increase with square footage, making subtraction financially irrational. This force against subtraction is historically recent. President Truman's 1949 inaugural address marked a turning point, declaring America would help free peoples of the world through more production. Throughout most of history, ordinary citizens weren't focused on accumulating wealth. After the Great Depression and World War II, Keynesian economics positioned individual consumption as the path to collective prosperity. more became a moral objective. This morality has improved many lives. Global population tripled since 1949, while per capita income grew from $3,000 to $14,500. Yet subtraction can be profitable when focused on human needs. Ryan McFarland's pedal-less Strider bikes revolutionized children's cycling by recognizing that two-year-olds could balance without pedaling. Nike's Air Max shoes and Anna Kiechlein's hollow building blocks demonstrate that when everyone adds, developing the opposite skill becomes valuable. The challenge extends beyond material goods to time itself. Software engineers face widespread time famine, while Army officers must fit 297 days of mandatory activities into 256 available days, forcing them to cut corners, despite their identity being built on following orders. The famous observation about writing long letters because there wasn't time to write short ones, expressed by everyone from Cicero to Pascal to Franklin, illustrates how we satisfy, settling for good enough rather than investing in improvement. While this prevents wasted effort, it can also prevent beneficial subtraction. There's a crucial distinction between lazy-less, a standard bike without training wheels, and thoughtful subtraction, a Strider balance bike that requires more effort but yields better results. Getting others to notice subtraction is crucial. Landscape architect Kate Orff won a design competition by proposing to remove infrastructure and uncover a buried creek in downtown Lexington. Data visualization expert Edward Tufday creates impactful slides by eliminating non-information ink. Yet people still add rather than subtract when revising, partly because audiences use length as a proxy for quality. Bruce Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town exemplifies persistent subtraction. He cut lyrics, stripped instrumentals, and eliminated potential hits to create his Samurai record. This deliberate, noticeable less fundamentally changed rock music, just as Maya Lin's and Kate Orff's subtractive designs transformed their disciplines. To overcome subtraction's negative associations, we can invert its presentation. Kate Orff uses positively charged verbs like reveal, clean, and carve rather than subtract. This framing counters loss aversion, our tendency to value what we have more than potential gains. The 1985 Sun City music video united diverse artists, Miles Davis, Run DMC, Pat Benatar, and Bono, to expose South Africa's apartheid system. Kurt Lewin, a Jewish scholar who fled Nazi Germany, discovered that the best way to understand complex systems was to attempt changing them. Rather than adding new positive forces, Lewin found that subtracting opposing forces was more effective. Daniel Kahneman summarizes this. If you want to achieve change in behavior, there is one good way and one bad way. The good way is by diminishing restraining forces. Dana Meadows emphasized finding a system's essence by asking, what is the system trying to achieve? Dr. Peter Pronovost at Johns Hopkins demonstrated this by identifying five essential actions that virtually eliminated catheter infections, saving thousands of lives. Instead of dozens of complex steps, his simple checklist focused on essence over overwhelming detail. From the Embarcado's palm-lined promenades to Costa Rica's thriving forests, from Bruce Springsteen's stripped-down masterpiece to life-saving hospital checklists, the evidence surrounds us. Sometimes, the best way forward is to remove what's holding us back. Your overcrowded calendar and overwhelming to-do list aren't problems to solve by adding more organization systems, they're invitations to subtract. Choose one thing that no longer serves you and let it go. In a culture that constantly asks, "What can I add?" the most radical question might be, "What can I take away?"